Can I ask you today, in your heart of hearts, do you long for God? Or has the flame gone out? Have you perhaps stopped thirsting for God? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. It's funny how when a couple is courting, well, the flowers, the romantic dinners, the love letters, these two just can't get enough of one another. Their hearts thirst for one another. And yet all too quickly, the romance, the passion, the desire fades. All too quickly, the cares of this world take over. The relationship becomes mundane to the point where after a few years, they're barely even communicating. That's how marriages end in divorce, and sadly, it's an all too familiar story. You see it all the time. I mean, how rare is it to see an older couple, a man and a woman who've been married for 20, 30, 40, 50 years or more, still head over heels in love with one another? And I can tell you, sadly, exactly the same thing happens in people's relationship with God. It's an all too familiar story. We lose our desire for God amidst the cares of this world. We stop thirsting for Him. We stop longing to be close to Him. We stop reaching out to Him. But it doesn't have to be like that. Psalm 42 verses 1 and 2. Like a deer drinking from a stream, I reach out to You, my God. My soul thirsts for the living God. When can I go to meet with Him? Father God, ignite in us a new passion for You, a fresh desire for You. We're reaching out to You, our God. Send Your Holy Spirit. Make our souls thirst for You again today. And then fill us as only You can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's God's word, fresh for you today. If the devil can draw you away from God by telling you that the things of this world are so much more important, so much more pressing, then he is going to ruin your life. It's as simple as that. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, Defeating the Devil in the Wilderness. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.